Hello, friends. The tens, the groups on duty today are Ashkelon 3 and Tel Aviv 1. We will read an excerpt from Rabash, letter 24. You must stand guard and evoke the love in the hearts of the friends, which you find unbecoming. While I actually see that as necessary for you. You know what Baal HaSulam said, that from between men and men, one learns how to behave between men and the Creator. This is so because the upper light is in complete rest, and it is necessary to always evoke the love until the love of our wedding pleases. In other words, you are being shown from above that on this way, you must always evoke the love of His name. And you must always stand guard all day and all night. That is, when you feel a state of day or feel a state of night. We say to the Creator, yours is the day and yours is also the night. Thus, the night, too, the darkness of the night, comes from the Creator to man's favor. It follows that you must evoke the heart of the friends until the flame rises by itself. As our sages said about it, when you light up the candles, by that you will be rewarded with awakening the love of the Creator upon us.
Yes, hello friends, hello world Kli. We have an opportunity to do a preparation, an active workshop between us. So here's how it goes. How do we stand guard on love of friends, whether we feel day or night? Again, how do we stand guard for the love of friends, whether we feel day or night?
It should be very clear. He writes that you have to evoke the love of the friends, meaning that it doesn't matter what I feel, I have to focus on them, try to awaken them, to be with them, to feel them, to perform actions on them.
Yeah, to awaken them to adhesion with the Creator, awaken them to right thoughts, to connection. And we can do that regardless of what we feel, whether it's day or night. As long as we know we are committed to going for the goal, we're doing these actions.
Exactly, we have to stand guard day and night. We have no rest from this thing. We're all committed to each other, depend on the other. We all depend on the Creator. So we have to be in that state where we're yearning for the goal, not working according to whatever we feel right now. It's pleasant, it's not pleasant, it's good, it's not good. We want it, we don't want it.
And the 10 that works, we will always have friends who are in the night and friends who are in the day. It all has to combine to a collective effort. So whoever is in the day, whoever is in the night, everyone's giving whatever they can, adding their ovyut, their overcoming, and those who are on the day, they try to awaken as much as possible, just to give this collective effort.
And out of the mingling in the tent, we see that both the day and the night have room in the connection between us. We can't just have connection on the day, but there's also benefit for it in the night, there's room for it, we just have to know how to direct everything to the Creator.
From the first sentence, we see that the love that needs to awaken is in the friend's heart, not in your own heart. You can suffer, go through day and night, whatever state. It's not about what you feel. It's about what feeling you need to make sure the friends have. You are like an alarm clock or some mechanism that only has to take care of the love in the friends' hearts.
This is our primary work, to check how we can constantly be more and more connected to the friends from whatever I feel, and this is where we make an effort. The entire wisdom of Kabbalah, the wisdom of connection, is based on this foundation. Once we are able to exert in love of friends and come out of ourselves, we will feel a different reality of good and bad. We will have a different attitude.
Yeah, but without those states of day and night, there is no ability to measure the love of friends. We can only try to touch it and feel it. So all these states only increase love between us.
Night means to be focused on yourself, on your own good feeling of upliftment or your own bad feeling of disconnection. Day means to feel good for the benefit of the friends and the Creator. When you turn all of your attention or your focus to the upper force, we didn't come to suffer here or lie about feeling better or good, but to turn the night to the day. Not only at the very final state of it, not only doing good, there is none else besides him, but also good who does good. That's the complete thing, starting for myself and all the way to the Creator.
בוקר טוב, אחים, חברים יקרים. אני בהתרגשות גדולה.
Good morning, friends, brothers. I am inspired by the status and the connection and the love that was created between 10 number 3 in Ashkelon and 10 number 1 in Tel Aviv. Seemingly two different tens, but from the moment we accepted the challenge, we became 1 10, one body, and it's all thanks to the right preparation, thanks to preparing for the lesson in a single room, being together on Zoom, on WhatsApp. And so the right preparation is the key to enter the morning lesson in the best possible way. That preparation led us to a special connection, to a spiritual connection above reason, and everything with a common goal, to serve the Kli and bring contentment to the Creator. But our connection in Ashkelon is just a small example. The inspiration is great from the connection between all the tens all around the world who we see on the screens. Together we'll create 1 ten with one heart, with a huge power of bestowal that will carry all of humanity very soon. And our magnificent path, our service, we are grateful to our Rav who's giving us the Torah of truth. Before we go to a silent workshop, I want to say huge l'chaim to Bnei Baruch, huge l'chaim to the world Kli, huge l'chaim to our path. And to conclude, I have love and it will win, love of friends. And now I'd like to pass the spiritual wand to a dear friend from Ashkelon Group, Andrei. Go ahead.
Thank you, dear Avi. Now we will move on to a silent workshop question. The question is, each one should think through our inner connection with the friends. How does the work above reason help me to love the friends? Again, each one thinks through our inner connection with the friends. How does the work above reason help me to love the friends?
Let's think about the health of our friends who are sick and that we will not lack anything besides the deficiency to bring contentment to the Creator.